Okay, today's daf is Nazir daf Lamed Hey. Nazir daf Lamed Hey. So today's daf is all about klal proto klal and mead variba, as we were discussing yesterday. And most of tomorrow's daf starts off with very important inyanim regarding Yoredeya, Hetem Mitzrayim for Isser, Tam Ke'ikar. That is all beginning of Bezashem of tomorrow's daf. But today, let us go back to what we were doing yesterday on daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. We are on the first wide line. First wide line of Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, Amar Mar. So we just quoted a machlokes between our Mishnah, the what we would call the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Eliezer, whether the leaves and the shoots of the vine are also included in the Isser of Naziris. So we noted everything that comes out of a Ayotim and Agaf, and everything is Asser, right? Grapes and raisins and wine and all other types of grape products. What about the actual vine itself? That was a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. And the Gemara said that the machlokes is about what one darshins. Does one darshin klal uprat? Does one darshin miet? Does one darshin prat uklal? Does one darshin miet v'riba? And that was the machlokes. And based on that, miet v'riba would include everything and only exclude shabishta, which is a woolly part. The Rabbanan say no, it includes even certain other items, but does not include so far to include the leaves and the shoots. Okay, so then we got into what does each one do with the other one, and we'll get back to that in a few minutes as well. So we're going to start with Amar Mar on the first wide line, but just one note on the whole Amud. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Arachayim in Chelik Hey Simin Chaf Os Yud Gimel. Hine ba'achal mizonos v'shasa yayin va'achal anavim v'teinim hu hadavar pashut. Somebody ate mizonos and drank wine. Zonos, wine, cookies, and wine, and grapes. Then Rav Moshe says it's an obvious. The hakulan and emru keseder achar eretz kama the zorch lahatzka ala michya the bezonos tchila. You say one bracha achrona. You say ala michya first, because that's the first in the pasuk of eretz chitosa. Right? Geffen. You go straight ala michya. Then you add in the geffen. Then you add in the ala eitz. So if you bracha achrona, he says you would say all of them together. What happens though if one is about to eat wine and grapes. Somebody's about to eat wine and grapes. Can I say a bori pri hagafen and bimotzi both the wine and the grapes? That was Rav Moshe Shiloh. V'im niskavin liftar bebirchas hagafen gamis ha'anavim, b'im bebracha rishona, b'im b'askar bebracha achrona, isa b'mishnah brura, reishchas samach tes, diyatsa. That would be okay. I could say a bori pri hagafen, and I could be motzi wine and grapes. The Dima Zeh, because the Mishnah Brura there in Reish Vches Samach Tes compares this to the case of Hayu Lofana Priya Dama Priya Eitz Bricha Priya Dama Niskav Lethras Priya Eitz Yatsa. Let's say you're brought a vegetable fruit platter in front of you, and you want to be going to save on your brachas. Maybe you're very hungry. You just want to dig into everything at once. So you say Bori Priya Dama to be motzi everything. So we know b'di eved. If I make a bori pri adama on fruit, I'm yotzei. I'm yotzei. If I made a bori pri adama on an apple, I'm yotzei. B'di eved. But what if I have fruits and vegetables in front of me? Can I use my bori pri adama to be yotzei both? So that is a machlokas aposkim, and b'di eved we paskin. You are yotzei. That's quoted in the Mishnah Brura in Simen Reish Vav. Simen Reish Vav. Hayu lefana priha adama upriha etu berecha priha adama v'niskavin liftaris priha eis yatsa. That's the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah Brura davka b'di evan. This is only b'di evan. Lachan chila was supposed to make every bracha haru'uya, every specific bracha that is needed. Aval lachan chila l'kul yama'in l'chavein l'hozias priha eis. I shouldn't make a adama on fruit if I know otherwise. The tov yosel avarach bracha miyuchedes though. Should make the bracha miyuchedes. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds the ayin b'shari tshuva, and this is also the shita of the Shagas Aryeh. The yesh cholkin al zeh. Some argue. Some say when does bori pri adama work? Only if b'di'eved, you only have an apple. By mistake you said adama. Okay, so you'll be yotzei. We don't want you to have said a bracha levatala. So therefore we'll say okay, we'll count you bori pri adama. But if you have fruit and vegetables in front of you, and you said adama, so some poskim say, we'll take your adama, we'll relate it to the vegetables, and you still have to make a bracha on the fruit. Even if you have kavana to be motzei the fruit, lo yatsa, you're not yotzei. V'tzorach lachzer levarach borei priya eitz, or borei priya adama lo haisa levatala. Then it's kaima priya adama levan, and your borei priya adama is no problem, because we'll relate that to the vegetables. This, by the way, is in the Mishnah Berurah Siman Reish Vav Sif Katan Yud. Umikal Makom B'diyeved, you're not chozer mavarech. The best thing to do, says the Mishnah Berurah, yozer sov lios nimlach shlolecho. Just don't eat the fruit. Don't eat the fruit. Eat them later. Eat them later, and then you'll really need to make a new bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah later on, in Siman Reish Ches, compares the case of drinking wine and grapes. And you say a borei priya gafen on the wine and the grapes, just like your yotzei there, your borei priya gafen covers the grapes, so too by the mizonos. So Rav Moshe, in answering his tshuva, he said, no, I think that even though by borei priya adama and on fruit and vegetables there's a machlokes, everybody would agree here that by grapes and wine, borei priya gafen would cover. Even the shitas that would say that it does not cover by borei priya adama, they would cover here. Why? Three reasons. One of them is our Gemara. So Rav Moshe says now, number one, the ha'etz anavim nikra pri bekroi, because grapes are called gefen. Even though you're right in a more expanded way, fruit are also borei pri adama. But you find in many sources, says Rav Moshe, that the grapes themselves, the vines themselves, are called the gefen. Not just the wine. So it is specifically appropriate to the grapes. Yeah, we usually say borei priya eitz on grapes. But really, gefen is also an appropriate term. He says, where do you see this? Number one, go in chronological order. Zaha eitz da anavim nikra gefen bikroi. Look in psukim. Where? The saramashkim. The dream of the saramashkim. What do you see? Vihine gefen lefanai. Does that mean wine? He saw wine in front of him? No. He saw the vines in front of him. Right? Through Shloshasuri Gim, he saw the three vines in front of him. Gefen lefanai. It says in Bereshis. Upirusho al ha'etz, desham leka yayin al anavim. It's only grapes. And then he quotes, Ubinazir. What about the psukim by Nazir and Pashas Naso? Mikolasher yeyaseh mi gefen hayayin. Anything that comes out of gefen hayayin. So again, you see gefen there. Tuhu lesar kol davar meha anavim. And then he quotes, Nazir daflamadal anamabez. That's what we're talking about this year. Nazir lamadal anamabez, we have a machlokas. What's included in gefen, according to Rabbi Lazar, according to the Rabbanan? According to both of them, according to the Rabbanan, even what's included? Even the leaves and the shoots. So you see the whole vine and the everything is called gefen. Because yes, I mean gefen ayayin. And according to the Rabbi Eliezer, okay, those two are excluded. But there are other included items. It's marbet pri, upsoles pri. We'll talk about these things in a minute. Inve dichrin, we'll get to wormy grapes. Everything's included. Hari mefurish ha'esis somchen alav anavim nikre gefen. So you see in Gemara, you see him sukim, he quotes one more. You see by Mashal Yosam. Yosef was the only son, right? Remember in the story in Shoftim, Avimelech killed his 69 brothers because he wanted to be the Shofet. And the little youngest brother gets away, Yosef, and he goes up on a mountaintop and he starts saying a mashal to try to tell his brother, you know, how can you do this? He says a mashal about the olive tree and a mashal about this tree, and he compared his brother to a thorn bush. But one of them was about the vine. And again it calls it, the Yomer ha'etzim le'gefen, l'chu at malki aleinu. The trees will talk to the vine, to the gefen. But again, the gefen is called the vine. So Rav Moshe says, to answer his shaila, if you say a borei pri hagafen on wine and grapes, you are yotzei. And it's not a machlokas like the case of the borei pri adama on the fruit, because of our Gemara, you see gefen is appropriate. And you wouldn't even have to do the lechanchil of the Mishnah Berurah, not to eat the grapes right away and save them so you can make a better bracha. Okay, so that is the Shita of Ramosha related to Amid Beis here. Okay, so now let's get back to where we are up to. Amar Mar. First wide line of Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. So we're going to quote what we had before. Maha Prat Mefurish Priyup Solas Pri. Just like we quoted the discussion of Prat HaKal yesterday. So he said, just like the Prat, the specific example by Nazir given is Pri. Is a fruit. Up Solas Pri. And the dregs the psoles of the fruit. Afkal pri psoles pri, and also all pri and all psoles pri. So what is pri and what is psoles pri? Pri, what does it include? That another usher envy, right? Grapes, regular grapes. Psoles pri, what does psoles pri include? Which is also usher to an usher. Mahi chometz. Vinegar is also usur to a nazir. We'll get back to that in a minute. Let's just finish the line. Af kol pri mahi. What does that include? Af kol pri guharki, unripe grapes. Af kol the psoles pri mahi. What's the af by the psoles pri? What does that include? Amrav Kahana la asuye invi dichrin, to include wormy grapes. Include wormy grapes. That also is included, and it's usur to a nazir. V'ad zog, and what is that phrase in the Torah? Mechar tanim v'ad zagim. What does that include? Last line for now. Amar avina la suye debein habeinayim, to include between the two items we're talking about, chartzanim and zagim, meaning between the peel and the seeds is the pulp, is the main part of the grape. So that's included in what's asur to a nazir. Okay, let's talk about each of these items. First of all, let's start with the last one. The pulp is asur. Isn't that the grape? That's the grape. So what's between the seeds and the skin? So Tosa says, what's the chiddush? Tosa says on the next daf, on the next amud, on top, Laman Hamad Aleph, Tosa says, Dvenesh Binayim, Zahainu Gufa Anav. Gufa Anav is Asur. Fourth line. Vekasha, Dahu Gufa Anav. That's the grape. What else is Asur if it's not the pulp? Vekrakas of Anavim. It says grapes. That's grapes. So that's why Rabbeinu Tam gives a different shot. No, what does it mean between them? It means between the larger good grapes. It means the tiny little small grapes that don't see the sun. They don't get so ripe. They never get big. So again, it's similar then to the guharki. If this is what the Bein HaBinai means, it's similar to the guharki, but guharki might mean unripe, which is going to get ripe, and these are a type of grape that will never get ripe because they're stuck in between. A couple lines later, Tosas tries to rehabilitate the first answer. The last four lines of that Dibur Maschil, Va'od Yesh L'Kayim Pirish Rishon. Tosas says, maybe I could still work out the first pshat, that Bein HaBinai means the actual pulp. I'm on Laman Hamad Aleph now, on top toast in the Tosfos. Va'achi Pirusho, Im Liketa Ochal Shebein HaCharsan Kidei Kizayis Va'ochlo. Let's say I did not eat the peels and the seeds. I only ate the pulp in between. I might have thought that you don't get malchus there, because that's not the normal way of eating grapes. That's not the usual derech achil. Well, usually you eat a whole grape. You eat the seeds, you eat the peel. So, v'imlach alokev, v'lo arminit the butla daito eza kol adam. No, regular people don't eat grapes like that. Kamash v'lo, no. If you're eating the regular part of the grape, eating the pulp, it's going to be usur as well. So that's just an ha'ara on the last phrase of Bein HaBinai. Let's go backwards, though. So the second to last phrase that we saw was, what does Soles Pri include? It includes Inve Dichrin, even wormy grapes. So just two little questions on that. First, the Karen Orit just asked a question, doesn't answer it. He said, what's the Havamina to think otherwise? So grapes were a little wormy. So they lose their shame grape? Of course, so it's wormy grapes. It's still grapes. Why would I have thought that it's not also to the Nazir? So you just ask that kasha, he doesn't answer it. Somehow what? Something, if it gets so rotten, so it's going to lose its shame grape? Either way, if it's not roi l'achila, then it's not food anymore. But either way, the Karen Orj asked that ha'ara, he says you have to say it has to be something very bad that it would even change the status of the fruit. One. The Sharm Siyan and Ba'alacha asked another question. Right, the Gemara calls it psolus. Already it reflects that it's has a different status. The Sharm Siyan Ba'alacha also says wormy grapes. So why is that only us to another? We're not allowed. Nobody's allowed to eat worms. It's only wormy grapes. None of us. If we, you can't eat a wormy apple. Forget a wormy grape. So the Sharm Siyan Ba'alacha says you have to say it means there were worms in it and now they left. They're wormy grapes, but not that the worms are still in there. It's just wormy that it had worms and now it doesn't. So that's just on the Inve Dichrin. And finally, going back one more, and then we'll go forward, the Gemara included on the third wide line, chometz. Vinegar is also usur to a nazir. There was a discussion in the 1800s, even in the 1700s, Bizman the Chayi Adam, that the certain scientists found tiny little bugs in the vinegar. Tiny little bugs in the vinegar, right? Things don't change. Right, they found tiny little bugs in the vinegar, and certain poskim wanted to answer the vinegar. Right, vinegar has tiny little bugs, tiny little floating things, nematodes or vinegar eels. It's quoted here in the one of the Dafyomi publications. So they wanted to answer vinegar. So the Chai Adam brought a raya from our Gemara. If all vinegar is usur, so why is it usur? Why does it specially usur to a nazir? a special drasha to include vinegar to is also to a nazir. All vinegar is also then. Haraya that is mutter. Haraya that is mutter says the chayyadah because it's only also to a nazir. So what's the svara? Because if you can't see it, says the Chai Adam, it's not Asr. So this is the Svara. Again, it's the large topic that came up when the last year, a couple years ago, when they spoke about the cocoa pods, the bugs in the water. The issue was, can it be seen? One of the issues was, can it be seen with the naked eye? That's a big issue, because even if they're there, if they cannot be seen with the naked eye, many poskim say you don't have to worry about them. The Aruch HaShulchan says this in two places. The Aruch HaShulchan says this in Siman Pei Gimel and Siman Pei Daleth, both in Yerodeah. In Siman Pei Gimel, he says it both in the positive and the negative. Fascinating. In Simani Dagim, what if a fish has fins and scales, but you can only see them with a microscope? It has fins and scales. You know, you can't go to the aquarium, right? You know, you can't go to the aquarium and see them floating around. But if you take out a microscope, you can see it has fish, fins and scales. That'll be the one. It says the Chai Adam, it's not kosher. Just because you can see with a microscope, you know, that doesn't make it kosher. Vida, this is in Siman Pei Gimel, Siftes Vav. Shadavar Pashadhu, Tibidavar Shatsarach Ri'yas Ayin, Enomol Imroan Al Yidei Zchuchis HaMagdelas HaRi'ya. Yeruch HaShulchan lived around the turn of the 20th century. Right? He says, it's not a microscope or a magnifying glass. I'm not exactly sure which one he's talking about. Zchuchis HaMagdelas HaRi'ya. Let's say it's a magnifying glass. That's still also not going to help if you can't see it with the naked eye. What about glasses? Because glasses, the poskim say, are a little are different. They're just clarifying your own vision. It's not like doing something extra. That's still considered the naked eye. If it's could you wear glasses? The poskim talk about by Rias Negoyim. Could you wear glasses? The poskim talk about when you do Kiddush Levana. You have to see the moon. So we're makel that glasses are by Havdalah. Whenever you have to see something, right? By Hanukkah candles. So says the Aruch HaShulchan here. If you have to use a magnifying glass to see the scales, so then it's not going to make it a kosher fish. So he says it in the positive by the fish, and then he says it in the negative. And this one was much quoted in the discussion from a couple of years ago. This is Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Pei Daleth Sif Lamed Vav. Yesh Misha Kasav B'Shem Chachmei HaTeva. There are some scientists that have told me. Tahamistakel b'schuchas ha-magdelas, shekorin spectivi, right, like a specter, some type of machine, or magnifying glass, yir'eh b'chometz malei tola'im. They'll see that the vinegar is full of worms. It's exactly our case. V'hineh b'chometz ein chashash k'moshin izbar. He says, you don't have to worry about it. Why? Ta'tola'im ha-mishavim b'talush hitira ha-torah. These worms that are there, the Torah matter them. Amnam shamati shebechol minei mayu bichem megshamim. But a people have told me that in water there are bugs. Male beruim dakim she'en ayim yichol lerosam. The eye can't see them. Ubiyaldusi, when I was younger, shamati mi piechad shohay b'merchakim, one that was far away. V'rab b'derech tzuchas amagdalas ad ma'od. I saw somebody who used a magnifying glass or a microscope. Rivavos pa'amim b'mayim kol minei beruim. Thousands of tiny little bugs in the water. Forget the vinegar. How can we drink water? So some people will say, you can't. Right? But how can you? But Baruch Hu wants you to drink water. Shahare elu habrum nishavu b'mikoram. Amnama emesu. So what does Aruch HaShulchan say? To the asra Torah b'mesha in ha'ayin shalat dispo. Torah doesn't answer what you can't see. To lo nitna Torah l'malachim. De'im came. Like what he says now. Hare kame achokim kas. So the scientists say, sham kol ha'avir humali brum dakim. He says, the air, we're swallowing tons and tons of bugs every second. He says, there's bugs in the air. Ukshadam posech piv bolei kamamehem. Elavadei da'akol dehevel yifsepiyem. V'af imkeinu, even if it's true, kivash ein ha'ayin sholi bahem mavklumhu, only what the eye can see. Only what the eye can see. So this is what the Chai Adam used also to matur the vinegar. Again, the issue a couple years ago was, some poskim said you can see them with the naked eye. You just have to have the right background. You have to have the black glass and take the water out. So that was the issue why some of the poskim were machmir, because they felt that you can see them with the naked eye. But if you can't, says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not a problem. So that's why he says only, and the raya was, chometz is only us to a nazir and not to everybody else. Okay. So now we go on, continuing from the drushes. So again, now we're up to the next Amar Mar, fifth wide line on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Now we're going to quote seven lines that we already had on this Amud. So the Gemara just repeats the Amar Mar instead of just saying the Chulu. It gives us six-line repeat. Amar Mar. Ima haprat mefurish pri gamur af kol pri gamur. If the prat is a ripe fruit, maybe the nazir is only usher in a ripe fruit, in a completely ripe fruit. Amar imkain, if that's true, ma'in yechagaz mashmao shelo amru. If it only means actual ripe, beautiful grape, then what else is being included by all the other lashonos? Another lachem yveshem aksivi. All grapes are included. Yain v'chomis aksivi. That's included. Ha'ein alecha ladun kolashon achron el kolashon rishon. So you have to say it includes the lashon rishon, which is the unripe grapes. So once we're including everything, so why do you have to have the prat? So lo malacha, komacham to the mosi prat of cloud iyata rasha the moshka will adunukate a prat. You need the second prat, because if you don't have the second prat, if you just have a prat and a cloud, then you would say that the cloud, the general term, is mosif on the prat. That's why you needed the prat, the second prat, to limit it. So it's a prat, uklal, uprat. And therefore, you only include in the rule what is similar to the prat, to the examples given. Weiter. Remember, we had the shita yesterday of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in the Mishnah, who said that you're not, if you eat one grape seed, you're not chayiv. You only get malchus if you eat two seeds with a peel. And the Yerushalmi, if you remember yesterday, said, because of birya. Where it's a whole item. You have two seeds inside the grape and a peel. That's what the Brisker Rav says. According to the Yerushalmi, it has to be from the same grape. It has to be the seeds and the peel from the same grape, because it has to be birya. But either way, Rav Elazar ben Azariah learned that halacha, that you only chayiv if you have the two seeds and the peel. He learns that from the pasuk that says micharsanim ba'adzag. Right, it says charsanim in the plural and zag in the singular. So he used up the second prat. So pratiminale. So how does he know this principle of including everything similar to the prat? Because according to him, you only have a prat or klal. You don't have prat or klal or prat. So like Mara says, Savar law, two answers. Savar law, Kerbal Azar, the Darsh Miyat Variba. Either he holds like the other Shita of the Tanaim, he holds a Miyat Variba. He doesn't hold a Prado Klal. Viba Yisema Karabanan, or maybe he even holds like the Rabbanan. But the answer is going to be, he holds both. He holds from this Prat, you can learn both. You could use it as the second Prat, and you can include only Mecharsan Bazag. The Isak Adaita, Kitakam Rabbazim and Azaria. Because if you want to say, it's only, the second prat is only including what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, to include two chartzanim and a zag, lichtevei rachmana l'haime chartzanim v'azag l'gave prate. So you should have written it earlier. You should have said all the pratim together and then the klal. L'mai hilchas akasvei basar klal. Why did the Torah wait to write it after the klal? Shema mino l'medayne v'chal uprat. It must be to also use it for prat uklal uprat. Period. V'yemakulu l'hachi da'asas, then throw it around. Maybe the prat is only coming to be used as the second prat, and not to include the special din of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that you have to eat two seeds with a peel, which, by the way, we don't paskin like. So he answers the Gemara, imkain lichtov, so no, then it should have said, o shnei chartzanim, o shnei zakim, o chartzan v'zak. It should have had a parallel lashon, seeds and peels, or seed and peel, or, you know, seeds or peels. It's some double lashon. You shouldn't say seeds and peel, plural and singular. Lamai helps the kaza rachmana mechasanim vatzag. Why the unparalleled lashon? Shvamino lemedrash bay klal prat. It must be that it's there to teach me to function as the second prat. V'iganami lemedrash bay shiochal shnei chartzanim vizag. And it must be to also include the special din of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Period. Okay. So now the Gemara says as follows. Rabbi Elazar, the Darish Miet Variba, Pratakala Praminale, according to Rabbi Elazar, who yesterday darshined Miet Variba. He darshined from the bite in the context of Nazir, you darshined the exclusion and then the inclusion. How does he know Pratakala Prat? How does he know that? Ask Tosis, maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't. Right, we had a machlokas Rishonim yesterday between the Ritva and other Rishonim. The Ritva we quoted from Kiddushin Daf Chaf Aleph. The Ritva says, all the Tanoim, there's never a general machlokas. I hold Klal Prat Klal, and I hold Miyat Variba. It depends what Masorah they got from their Rebbeim. Most other Rishonim, though, we mentioned yesterday, Tosfos in Maseches Nida, and Daf Lamed, and other Rishonim say no. Some Rishonim hold always Miyat Variba. Some Rishonim always hold Klal Prat Klal, like we mentioned in Rabbi Yishmael. There's no Miyat Variba there. There's only Klal Prat Klal. We mentioned Prad Uchala Prad is also a similar one. It's not included. Satosis here asks, there must have been some type of Mesorah that they knew Rabbi Elazar held a both. Because why would you have to say he holds a both? Maybe he holds a Miyad for Riba, and not Klal or Prad or Klal. So that's what Tosfos says in Dibur Maslov Rabbi Elazar. He says, you have to say. He says, maybe he doesn't hold of it. Maybe Vim Tomar, says Tosfos in Dibur Maslov Rabbi. The Dilma Les Le'amita, B'Shumakom. The Gemara is saying, where does he know Klal or Prad or Klal from? Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't hold of it. Ki'echid Rabbanan lo darshin Miyad for Riba. Just like the other way, the Rabbanan do darshin Miyad for Riba. V'yish lomar. He says, no. V'yim kin ha'ilo lachlo b'chol makum shon darshin b'chalo prado klal. There are so many klalo prado klals, more than Miyad for Ribas and Shas, and there are so many accepted halachas that are learned out from klalo prado klal. You can't say that he doesn't hold of it. The other way, fine. If you hold of klalo prado klal, maybe you don't hold of Miyad for Riba. But if you hold of Miyad for Riba, you have to say you hold of klalo prado klal. And he gives a number of examples. One of them we're going to quote in the Gemara now. Let's go back to the Gemara. Prado klal, prado minale. How do you know that he holds it? Amar Bivo. So there are at least two, maybe three options. What's the makkah for klal, prado klal? First, Amar Bivo. Nafkale mehaikre. He learns it from the following pasuk. V'chiti nesharei eyu, chamar ushar, oseh. What objects are included in Hilchos Shmira? That Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, you pay, you swear, all the different halachas. Person gives to his friend a donkey or a sheep. Prat, that's a specific. V'chal, behema, any animal, klal, that's the klal. Lishmar, to guard, chazar, prat. That's again specific. Prat, uklal, prat, uklal, uprat, iatadan, elakina, prat. So that's makar number one. Where do you know klal, prat, uklal, prat, which one is this? Prat, uklal, uprat. Where do you know that one from? You know that from Hilchos Shmira. So in the Mefarish quotes, these are items that you swear on. Comes up now, let's just talk about it for 2 minutes. There is a famous sheet of the Rambam, which is much discussed in the Achronim. That is the Rambam in Hilchos Schiras, Beis Gimel. Schiras, Beis Gimel. So we know that these items are included in Shmira. Animals, what about Avadim? What about Karka? That's the limud. Tosfos quotes the limud a little more in full. Ein nishba in ala karkos and ein nishba in ala avadim. You don't swear. There's no shvuas when it comes to karka, when it comes to slaves. Avadim are hukshala karkos. They're excluded from regular Hilchos Shmira. So the Rambam in Hilchos Chliras, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, quotes his famous shita. What about if you're posheya? If you're posheya, if you're negligent regarding karka and avadim. So the Rambam says, you have to pay. Chayev l'shalim. Why? Shekoha posheya maziku. Posheya kemazik. That's the Rambam's shita. And Beis Gimel and Schiris, if you're negligent, you're like a mazik, therefore you have to pay. So what does this show? If I go over to your backyard, and I open your backyard door, and therefore let your animal go out, and I cause you a loss, I'm a terrible guy. Do I have to pay in halacha? No. I don't have to pay. If I'm mazik you, I damage you, I go and smash your windshield, I have to pay. I was mazik you. But if I'm just negligent, if I open your back door, I'm a terrible person, I get an aveira, losam al damriyecha, maybe applies to money also, but I don't have to pay, when do I have to pay if I'm a posheya? Only if I've already created a certain relationship between us, meaning I'm a shomer. If you hired me to guard something of yours, even shomer chinam, and I'm negligent, then I have to pay. Then I have to pay. But if we don't have any relationship, I don't have to pay. Right? You think about it, it's amazing. You think, really? Yeah. If you're just some posheya on somebody's property, if they didn't create the shmira relationship with you beforehand, you're not chayiv. So with that background, we read this Rambam. Rambam says, posheya kamazik. Posheya kamazik? So you know what Reb Chaim says? When the Gemara excludes, in our Gemara, karka and avadim, when they're included for a dine shmira, that does not mean he's not a shomer. He is a shomer. Because if he wouldn't be a shomer, the Rambam wouldn't say posheya kamazik. Even on karka, even on avadim, he is a shomer. There's just a patur shvua. There's a patur. There's an exception in many cases. But really, he is a shomer. If he wouldn't be a shomer, you wouldn't say posheya kamazik. And therefore, you'd be chayav to pay midin pshia. You know what that shows me, says Reb Chaim? This is quoted in the Bircha Shmuel in Baba Kama, Simon Lamed Beis. Dinei Peturin Shal Shmir Ba'avadim Vishtaros. Hine b'shomer mishnei chiyuvim. Chiyuv shmira v'chiyuv tashlumin. You're a shomer and you have to pay. V'idei avodim v'shtarash v'karkosh nisma'atu. Lo midin chiyuv shmira nisma'atu. They're not excluded from shmira. Tevada yeshtam b'din shmira. They're definitely included in shmira. Eladu gzeres akasiv b'din chiyuv tashlumin. They're pater from paying. Shol shomer. The pater alayo b'din chiyuv shmira lo nisma'atu. V'shabra havim. They're in chiyuv shmira. They usually just don't come to fruition. But where's a place where it does? Poshiya kamazik. Vade madag gabi shomer chay b'pshia midin mazik shayach din zeshi yichashim mazik who rak l'gabi shomer v'lo gabi misheino shomer de misheino shomer lo yichashim gabi shei mazik aydei pshia. If I'm negligent with your property, I'm not a mazik. I'm not really a mazik. I don't have to pay. I'm a bad guy, but I don't have to pay. Ki imaydei maise biyadayim. Only with gabi shomer, the Torah is b'chadesh, the pshia is included in the parasha of makabim yishalmena. So therefore, if it applies to karka and avadim too, it must be the Rambam holds that the exclusion of karka and avadim and shtaris from dinei shmira does not mean he's not a shomer. It's just a patur tashlumin. Okay, we have to continue now. If we have time at the end, we'll get back to the Ravitz kashas and how the Rambam answers the kashas from Baal of Imo. But we'll see if we have time at the end. But first, let's now continue, and then we'll come back. But that has to, sorry. Patur Shvua, it might have a patur. What about Gneva Vaveda? But you can't, right? Maybe there's Karka in an Exelus and Avadim in an Exelim, so you don't know if you're going to have Hechi Timsi otherwise. At least a Patur Shvua, a Nishbon. If you have a case where you'd pay otherwise, I don't know, by Shoel, again, Karka, Avadim in an Exelim, so I don't know if you just have a Hechi Timsi of that. Okay, let's continue. Rava Amar, Rava says a second marker for Prat, Uklal, Uprat. Nafgale mehaikra, for the pasuk beginning of Vayikra, by Carbonola. Perik Aleph and Vayikra is Carbonola. V'im min prat. Exclusion. Hatson klal. Kvasim v'izim chazav prat. Prat klal prat. Yeta the elakin prat. So you can bring all the types of animals, like sheep and goats. Number two. Amalei Rav Yehuda mi discard to the Rava. I have a third idea. V'leilav bin hadin kral. Why don't you learn it from the same Sukim, different pasuk in the same parak, min prat, habehem aklal, bokar vatson chazever prat, right in the earlier case where it talks about, right, parak aleph and vayikra, talks about the three types of animals you can bring for a carbonola, cattle, sheep, or birds. So we just quoted from the second one, the sheep. So Gemara says, why don't you quote from the first one? The first three psukim in vayikra, right, by the cattle, prat aklal prat, yetan elakein prat. So Gemara says, no, amalei min hai lekal mashramina. You can't use that first one as a prat. Because what did we want to exclude from the word behema? Dime hasam hava mina ha behema chaya b'chal behema. Behema, you wanted to exclude chayas? That's not true. Because chayas are included in behema in biblical language. Yes, we spoke about yesterday that a koi is a suffik chay and a suffik behema, and there are different halachas between chayas and behemas. But at least biblically, many times you find in the Torah that behema includes both. So therefore, it wouldn't be a good prat. It wouldn't be a good prat, so you can't say chaya is excluded. The Gemara says, really? Amalei, chaya b'chal behema? Is that true? Haksiv baka matzom. But it gives the second prat, says cattle. And it gives examples of behemas. V'havalei prat o'klal o'prat, v'yetad dan elkein prat. The Gemara says, no, it is a good acceptable makar. You cannot say that this one includes chayos, because the Torah explains itself in a minute. It says only behemas. Therefore, it can be a possibly third makar for prat o'klal o'prat. Period. We all under Hachihu. Ask the Gemara. How do you know this? How do you know what? So Tosas points out, it's basically the same kasha that we'd be dealing with. How do you know Prat Uchal Prat? But earlier we were asking it on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Right, that's how the Gemara started off. On Rabbi Elazar. Not Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar, who darshins Miyet Variba. And now we're asking it according to the Rabbanan. How do they know the Rabbanan who darshin Prat Uchal Prat? By Nazir, where do they know that that is a principle in Kol Torah Kula? That's the question. So they say they learn it from Meiser Sheni. The Tanya, we know the halacha of Meiser Sheni is, you're allowed to bring up your Meiser Sheni fruit to Yerushalayim, or you're allowed to redeem it, you're allowed to be poded onto money, and bring the money up to Yerushalayim. What do you do with that money? You have to buy certain types of food. What type of food? Right here. The Tanya, you're allowed to buy anything you want. Klal, that's the general. And the examples given are cattle and wine and beer. All you want, cause of a klal, klal, a pride of klal, Yetadon Elakena Prat. So now, so we learn from there, they always go like the Prat. Maha Prat. So what are you allowed to buy by Maaser Sheni? Just like the Prat, the examples given are Mefurash, Pri, Mi, Pri, Vigidule Karka. They are a fruit from a fruit and things that grow from the grounds. Afkol Pri, Mi, Pri, Vigidule Karka. So do all things that are fruit from a fruit and Gidule Karka. What is fruit from a fruit mean? Look at Tosus. Ma Prat, Mefurash Bakar, Vitsum, Pri, Mi, Pri. De behemos misabros zumizu. Animals are born one from the other. Pre means it has an earlier source, either a mother, or it's a fruit that grows from a tree. That's also pre viyodos, right? And they give birth to each other, right? That's pre. Little more mafurish. Look in Rashi in Maseches Erevin on Daf Chav Zayin Amabez. Rashi says egel nolad meimo. A calf that's born from its mother, v'chein sev anavim mechar sanim, and also v'chein sev va'anavim mechar sanim, and grapes come from the chartzanim trees or on a chartzanim. You have seeds which go into trees. There are a number of stages in the development, which eventually we get to the grape. So pre means it has various stages, and it comes from an earlier source in its development. V'gidulei karka. And it has to be something that grows from the ground. So what grows from the ground? So gidulei karka, as Tosfos here points out, and other Rishonim, doesn't mean grows from the ground. Let's define it as lives off the ground, because animals are included. So you can't say it grows from the ground. Tosfos says, V'gidulei karka shein gidelin mina aretz me'esev aretz af kol la'asuye ofos, to include even birds. Even birds are included, grow from the ground, because it means lives off the ground. What's excluded then? Dogim mayim umelach, fish, water, and salt. So when you go, bring your here we invite a base hamikdash. Mashiach's going to come today, and tomorrow we're going to bring our not going to be tar yet. Next week we're going to bring our ma'aser sheni money up to Yerushalayim. We can't buy salmon, right? Can't buy fish. Can't buy fish, water, or salt, right? Because those things are not pre vigidule kark. There's a big discussion in the post in the Rishonim in various sugyas. Sometimes animals are considered gidulei karka, sometimes not. So you just have to look what the context is. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Shabbos that milking a cow on Shabbos is considered dush. The malach of dush, threshing, just like squeezing out a fruit, dush, that's threshing, milking a cow. Wounding someone, says the Rambam, is dush. Giving somebody a black and blue mark. Other Rishonim say it's another, it's chovel. But what the Gemara says is chovel. But what av malach is chovel? Doesn't say anywhere in Shas. So some say it's shochet, the Rambam says it's dush. What do you mean? Ein disha ela gudula karka, the Gemara says. The answer is, for this purpose, animal and people are considered gudula karka. So again, you have to look in every context. You can't use an animal for schach on your sukkah, right? You can't put an animal up there. You can't use a person up there. So if hilcha sukkah is not called gudula karka. But for other things, so every context you have to look at, sometimes it is gudula karka, sometimes it's not gudula karka. Just before we move on, there is a fascinating line in the Abu Draham. The Abu Draham, explaining in his Pirush on Siddur, explaining Rabbi Yishmael, he says, where do we find that animals are gidulei karka? He has two deus. One is that they live off the ground, like we've saying. He says, no, I have another pasuk. I have a pasuk that says they're gidulei karka. What does it say by Maisa Bracious? Totsei haaretz, nefesh chayelamina, behema varemes. The animals came out of the ground. That's what the Yerushalmi also in Avodah Zarah. The animals came out of the ground by Maisa Bracious. They grew from the ground. The Yeru has mature at where they come from. Yishmei, no, they grew from the ground, just like plants, the animals also. So they were gedulei karka at the beginning. At the beginning of time, they were gedulei karka. That's good enough to call them gedulei karka for certain halachas, said the Abu Draham. Okay, let's go on. Mechdi, said the Gemara, klal uprat uklal kein prat dainina. One second. So we know there's a principle of klal uprat uklal, you always go like the prat. Klal abasra, mayahani. So what do you need the second klal for? Why don't you just say klal uprat? What do you need the second klal for? Tosfos points out here that this amud right now that we're about to go through is just basic how klal uprats work. We're just going backwards in time trying to figure it out. So what does the second klal do? Ahani lo suvik adamile. It's to include everything like it. Because if you would just have klal uprat, you would just go exactly like the prat. So you include the second klal to include, to make it into a category and not a specific example. The su prat o klal uprat ke'ena prat dayninon. If you have prat o klal uprat, the opposite, you'll go like the prat. Prat de basra mayahani. What exactly does the second prat do? Ilah prat de basra. Without the second prat, hava amina nasa klal mosav ala prat. I would have just said, it includes much more, because you have prat o klal, so the klal adds on a lot. That's why you need the second prat to minimize it somewhat. So now the Gemara says, Umichti, let's see. Shrein klala yuprata. If you have two klalim with a prat in the middle, v'shrein prat yuklala, or you have two prats with a klal in the middle, kein prat dininan. Both of those, you go like the prat. Meaning, klalu pratu klal, or pratu klalu prat. They're both basically the same idea. You go like the prat. So ma'ika beni beni. So what's the difference between the two? You basically go like the, like you go like the examples given. So the Gemara says, Ika, there is some difference. Dilu tartin klal yaprata, when you have two clouds with a prat in the middle, Ika prata tizami leafilu bachatzad marbinon, there's more flexibility in what's included. If it's similar in one way, it's included. Shrei prata yuklala, but if you have two pratim and a klal in the middle, then you need a tighter connection. Ika prata tizami mishnei tzad marbinon, if you have a prat that's similar in two ways, fine. Bachatzad lo marbinon, but only in one way, you would not include it. Period. Michti next. Prat uklal, nasa klal mosav ala prat. When you have klal uprat, the klal is mosav, visravi komuli. It includes everything. Umiyed v'riba nami, riba kol. And also by miyed v'riba, the riba includes everything, visravi komuli. Ma'ika ve miyed v'riba, the prat uklal. So now we're asking what's the difference between those two midos. Miyed v'riba, prat uklal. They're pretty similar. So the Gemara says again, they are similar, but there is a slight difference. Ika. Diilu pradu klal barbina filu alan beloven. Pradu klal is somewhat more inclusive. Pradu klal includes even leaves and shoots, if you would use that, for nazir. Umid variba loven in alan lo. And the opposite, mid variba, would only include loven and not alan. Tosa says, what do you mean? On the previous amud, we included both. So Tosa says, maybe we're talking about different types of leaves, edible leaves versus inedible leaves. Either way, that is Shita's Tosas. Okay, I guess we couldn't get back to the Raivad. The Raivad, if you could look at that Rambam in Schirah's Beis Gimel. The Raivad has two kashas on the Rambam from Baal of Emo, and you can look at the Achronim that discuss an answer for that Rambam. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, we get into Heter Mitztarif L'Isser, Tam Ke'Iker, other important in Yanim in Yoredea that's learned out from Hilchas Nazir.